It always bothers me to see something that has tremendous potential just go to waste. There on the table sits a beautiful potted plant with the potential of bringing beauty to a room and joy to people who love flowers. But because of neglect, it is withered, and a thing of beauty has become a thing of pity simply because no one bothered to help it along. Yes, it's a tragedy when that happens to something, but it's even a greater tragedy when it happens to someone. And I've seen that happen. I recall visiting a church in a city back east and being introduced to a young lady who had recently come to Christ. She was excited about her newfound relationship with the Lord and had begun to attend church on a regular basis. I was delighted to meet her and spoke with her for a few minutes about the things of the Lord. I returned to that city about 2 years later and was grieved with what I saw. No one had taken enough of an interest in her to offer her some spiritual guidance and to help her grow. It would have not taken much persuasion at all to get her started in a Bible study and the practice of morning prayer and Bible reading. She would have jumped at the opportunity. She would have been eager for some follow-up, but no one reached out to help her grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. Yes, she had been regular in church attendance, and yes, the church had several programs for Christian growth, but she needed someone, not just something. She should have had the opportunity to go as far as her Christian life as she possibly could. Every new convert has that right. And when you look in the Bible, you can see that is the scriptural pattern. Paul reminded the new converts at Thessalonica, "You will remember how we dealt with each one of you personally, like a father with his own children, stimulating your faith and giving you instruction to live lives worthy of God." Christian, do you know of a person who is new in the faith? Reach out to that person the way the Apostle Paul did to these new babes in Christ. Love them, encourage them, help them learn to pray and get into the Word. They need a person as well as a program. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.